Welcome to today's episode of the Cook, Eat, Nourish podcast with me, Fiona Staunton. Today, I'm talking to Ciara Allen of Beaufield Farm. It's a fantastic Irish vertical hydroponic farm where she grows sustainably a number of microgreens. So these are really dense nutrition. They look really attractive and a great way to add nutrients to so many different dishes. So I hope you enjoy today's podcast and you will be inspired to buy these microgreens and add them to your dishes at home. Enjoy. So welcome to my podcast today, Ciara. Would you like to introduce yourself to my audience, please?
Yeah, Fiona, thank you so much for having me. My name is Ciara Allen, and I am co-owner with my brother-in-law, Noel, of Beaufield Farm. And at Beaufield Farm, we grow microgreens, baby leaves, and we're actually just now starting herbs. But you would be, we'd be more familiar with microgreens because we are really retailing those in Dunn stores. So people might be familiar with seeing them in the shops at the moment.
Great. Thank you. So as many people who followed me for a while will know that I have tried doing sprouted seeds and microgreens and absolutely love them because I think they're really beneficial nutritionally and they can look so nice and go on so many different things. And we met about 2 years ago, Ciara, when I was speaking at an event, and I was very excited to see what you were doing. So would you like to tell us a little bit about why microgreens?
Yeah, so I think my just a little bit of a background of probably who I am and where this came from. I was working for a pharmaceutical company. I was a boring accountant, I'd say, in internal audit. And I was 14 years with the company, and it was an excellent company to work with. But I married into a farm that is primarily suckler cows. So for that, it's kind of a breeding farm. And they breed organic Hereford cattle. And while I've 3 young children, and I was bringing the children to play on the farm a lot, and we kind of got talking, myself and my brother-in-law, about how could we diversify the farm that was over 200 acres, and what could we do to kind of explore sustainable methods of farming. And you know, the farm has been organic for over 15 years. It was one of the first farms to transition to organic, so we were already kind of in that realm of sustainability, looking at the quality of the soil, etc. And we wanted to look at what else can we do that's kind of farming for the future, but also ensuring the farm's future for the next generation. And so we wanted to do it in a very regenerative way, or a futuristic way, that we were really complementing organics and looking at how can we farm better. So with that, we built a mushroom tunnel. We don't grow mushrooms, but for all intents and purposes, it's an insulated tunnel. So mushroom tunnels, I suppose, for their dark, we have put modules in. Modules are like, all I can say is they're 6 layers high, and they're like trolleys. They're not on wheels or anything, but we go up to about 10 foot high. And in the mushroom tunnel, because it's insulated, we can keep it warm. We keep it roughly at about 21 degrees. And then we use LED lights to grow our product. So everything is very, very controlled. And like it falls under this new category of controlled environment agriculture. And so we kind of looked at, you know, this is, you know, we've wetter winters, we've hotter, drier summers, you know, products, certainly the likes of microgreens or baby leaves are really struggling. We already have a season that we can only grow from, which would be April to October. But including that, we're having very harsh summers where I think last year in June we hit 30 degrees, and that would bleach that product because it's too harsh. They can really only take about 21 degrees. So I saw the extreme weather conditions impacting some of our seasonal produce. So with that, we kind of said, right, we'll explore controlled environment. We will build the tunnel, go vertical, go hydroponic, which is growing in water, and look at what can we grow that's sustainable but also hydroponic friendly? So with that, we kind of saw a gap in the market of microgreens. We explored microgreens, we did a lot of research. Microgreens have a lot of nutritional value, but they also have incredible flavor. And some of the things we've noticed, again, just as little farmers, we haven't done huge clinical trials or anything, but just we've noticed ourselves, I'm so sorry, we've noticed ourselves how a lot of vegetables have lost their flavor. And so we kind of looked at what can we do that we can introduce into this tunnel and grow effectively and give great flavor, great nutrition, because some of that is what we're lacking, particularly like we're losing a lot of horticultural farmers in Ireland, and a lot of it is down to climate. So microgreens were a winner. They are very, very successful in a hydroponic environment, very successful at a vertical level as well. And we are now exploring herbs as well. So we've started growing basil as a herb, and that's doing very, very well. We do as a limited amount of bay leaf, but again, it's just kind of we have to grow things. We continue to explore what else we can do. We're now exploring it's still very early days, but miniature veg. So like miniature cauliflowers or, baby peppers and, miniature chilies. So the world is our oyster, but microgreens was a great place to start because it loves the hydroponics and it loves verticals. So that's kind of a long story and a short
Yes.
introduction, Fiona. Sorry.
No problem. Well, look, I love the way that it's the whole sustainable approach and, the vertical hydroponic, it's all futuristic and I think it sounds absolutely brilliant. So the microgreens is, I suppose, a class of vegetable as such, is that right? And could you give me an example of some of the particular ones that you grow?
Yeah,
The
so
names of them.
we started with pea shoot, and I think a lot of people would be familiar with pea shoot. And we also do, I suppose, the popular ones that we would retail into Dunnes stores would be pea shoot, broccoli, carrot, mustard, and coriander. And we chose those ones because of their, there's a lot of research done on some of those, like the antioxidants that are present in microgreens, the nutritional value. Again, if you do a bit of research online, now we don't claim any of this, but I would say that, up to 40 times its parent, if you want to say, for example, we do micro carrot, and the microgreen itself can be up to 40 times more nutritious. And a lot of that is because I suppose you've sprout, which is pre-leaf or pre-stem. It's really only coming into a stem, and that's your sprout. And then your microgreen is your stem and the first leaf, and then your baby leaf is when it goes into secondary leaf and slightly larger. So microgreen is at such an early stage in its growth stage. It's packed with nutrition because it hasn't had to exert that nutrition to grow into a full, a full carrot or a head of broccoli or, a pea plant. So that's where the nutritional aspect remains in the microgreen, and that's why we harvest so young. And the second piece is then, I suppose, the flavor. Like one of the things, like one of the reasons we chose actually again microgreens is the flavor is incredible. Whether it's basil, mustard, carrot, the all, and I'm sure you're familiar because being a chef and everything, Fiona, but like just that you really get a strong flavor when you put a microgreen in your mouth, whether it's mustard or carrot or whatever, you really get that taste of vegetable. And I think that's where it's fantastic with any meal. You're eating it raw, you don't need to cook it. So again, anything that could be lost nutritionally wise from steaming or slightly overcooking, you're not losing any of that. You're getting the full flavor. And the great thing is, we're growing 12 months of the year in Ireland. We don't import and rebrand under our name. So everything that hits Dunnes is harvested within days of the shelf. So you're getting it at its freshest. So that's why we really do believe in our product and what we're doing, because we're bringing a very flavorsome, nutritional microgreen to the end customer.
Yeah, and I think it's a great one to try a bit of mindful eating because so often you can just pop something into your mouth and not really think about it. But if you think about it and close your eyes, and you can get those flavors from it. And while they're, you know, a powerhouse or 40 times more nutritious than the parent one, it's a lot take you a lot longer to eat a kilo of those than it would a kilo of carrots. So we've got to keep that in mind as well. But the way I love doing it is using it as, like, I would a lot of the time talk about how can I add more nutrients to what I have. So particularly early in a new year, people are tempting to start new habits, whereas I would say, okay, just make small changes at a time. So if, you know, an open tuna sandwich is what you like for your lunch, add in something like microgreens. That is an extra nutrient you can usually add on to so many things. I love adding it on to soup or salads, you know, so many poke bowls, so many different things that it can be used. So if you haven't explored them, I would definitely suggest that you explore them. For I know you would have a large wholesale business, Kira, but now you are available in, is it in all Dunnes stores throughout the country?
Yeah, so they've rolled it out. And now some of the very smaller Dunnes may not have it, but we are nationwide. We started out in, I believe, around the top 20, and now we're nationwide. So it should be accessible to everybody in Dunnes stores. And I would say I totally agree with you. With the flavor, you know, particularly, I actually would say the exact same thing. I think when you're trying to make changes, if you do them small, they're easier to sustain. I think when we try and do, I won't, I after Christmas, we get so sick of binging on chocolate or, you know, just overeating. And then if you go into this shock system of being really, really strict, it's very hard to stick to it. But the beauty of microgreens is if you're, you know, if you're trying something new, you can either have something that's full of flavor, like a mustard that kind of gives you a kick, or you can have something quite simple, like a pea that's very, very bland. I don't want to say it's not flavorful, but it's a nice smooth flavor, and it's an easy one to try. So there's loads of different flavors, which means depending on your palate and what you'd like to explore, there should be a flavor for everybody that's that you know that they're comfortable with.
Brilliant. So one of the problems that I have found with them before, well, obviously growing them myself, I'd forget to water them. I'd forget to take them out of the dark. It was a great idea, but it just wasn't really meant to be. So then the other side of it is the shelf life and availability. So, how long does it take to go from a seed to go into the supermarket? And then how long can it last in the supermarket or in your own kitchen fridge?
Sorry. So we it's incredibly fast microgreens. It can be from seeding through to harvest. We can have anything from 9 days to 21 days. So 9 days could be broccoli. Your 10, 11 days might be pea shoot, and then anything up to 21 days could be your basil, micro basil, or carrot can be up to about 21 days. So just depending on the seed, you're talking anywhere between 9, 10 days and 21 days. We do have a process whereby we seed on a hemp mat. We try and keep everything sustainable that we use, and it goes into a germination room. So that's where kind of you were talking to Fiona. It goes into darkness, but it goes into kind of a slightly warm room, and we have humidifiers. So instead of, I'd say a lot of people are familiar with a dehumidifier. With a humidifier, we're spraying steam into the room. And again, that keeps everything very, very moist, but at a lovely temperature for the seed to germinate. We take it out of germination, and then it goes under our LED lights and into the water where the roots are submitted into water, which all we do is add nutrient, which is your N, P, and K, so potassium nitrate and is it nitrogen? Sorry, I'm pulling a blank there. I know it very well, but that's all we do. We don't spray. There's no chemicals of any sort used in growing these. We just literally take them out, put them under the lights, and we let them do their thing. And then literally it's off that. We have a purpose-built, we brought it in from Canada, a harvesting machine that is specifically built for microgreens. So it's a very delicate harvester. And then it goes into your clamshell. We harvest almost the day before it gets delivered out to Sam Denigan, and then it goes into Dunnes stores. So it reaches the shelf within about 2 days of being harvested. and then it lasts up to 2 weeks. So it does need to remain sealed. If you open the packet regularly or the packet is left open, microgreens do not like, once they're harvested, they do not like fresh air. They start to deteriorate. But if they're, that's why we have to use the clamshell. But the clamshell, once that's sealed and kept at the fridge at 4 degrees, it's very happy to stay in the fridge for about 2 weeks. You'll get a great lifespan on it. I think we currently have 10 days for retail, but we've had great success on our trials for 14 days.
Great. And so the clamshell, that's a technical term for the plastic container that it's in.
Yeah, sorry. Yes. Yeah. The clamshell is that where the lid kind of is attached, but it clips down. So yeah, you're right. That's the technical term for the packaging.
And that's recyclable, isn't that correct?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Okay.
exactly.
So there's no chemicals at all. And any issues with pests?
No, that's the brilliant
Insects?
thing about the controlled environment. So we have, since we built in July, August 2022, and we've had no problems. You know, it is quite a clinical environment. You walk in, you gown up, it is very clinical. You know, you wear specialized shoes, you know, gloves, white coats, and hairnets and everything. It is a very clinical environment, but that does allow us to prevent using chemicals or pesticides of any sort. The product just does its thing. And we have, again, because it's a mushroom tunnel or a growing tunnel, we have ventilation and everything inside the environment for growing is perfect. And because it's sealed and kind of kept in a clinical environment, we have no pest issues whatsoever.
That just it just sounds perfect, doesn't it? Irish grown, no chemicals, highly
Yeah.
nutritious. It sounds brilliant. And so with these clamshells, what is the retail price on those?
So they retail at £4.99 in Dunnes. And we are, you know, we continue to look at ways to try and see what ways we can diversify, change our products. And but we're focused in the £4.99 is for a 30 gram serving, which kind of would do about, now Fiona, you might be able to tell being better, but probably would do a 3 to 4 serving per person. Would you think that, like, 30 grams goes a long way? I find.
Yeah, you would. You get four portions out of that. Yeah.
So like it does go a long way, and the benefit is it like that it can be used on so much, so you can use it as fast as you want, or you can keep it over a week and spread it out over different options, you know, meal options.
Okay, but once it's opened, you've kind of only got a few days really to use it. Is that right?
Yeah,
So,
I would say it just, if you keep the clamshell closed, it's fine. But if it gets open frequently, you will start to see the deterioration in the product. Yeah. It does not like the air for some reason. Once it's harvested, it does not like the air getting in at
and I think you mentioned that you've got some new, your website is going live later on this month, I think maybe. But on Instagram, you still have some photos. I'm really looking forward to seeing the video of how they're harvested, etc. I was quite
Yeah.
interested in that.
So we spent a bit of time on the website, and we are up and running over a year, but I would say we just wanted to, I suppose it's difficult to picture a vertical hydroponic farm in this controlled environment that I was explaining. So we got a videographer down and a photographer, and we worked with them to try and give our end customer an opportunity to see what we do, how we do it, how there's very little impact of, you know, human touch, that really it's really farm to fork at its best. And so that will be coming on board on the website. We hope this website will go live within the next month. We're really excited because it really gives you a good understanding of what the farm looks like and how we've really tried very, very hard to make this as sustainable as possible, even though it's very modern in its image. That we also have tried to make it very, very sustainable, to support, you know, the future of what, you know, I suppose we need to look at how do we farm better for the future, and this kind of for us felt right.
And it's very much on trend with the recent documentary on Netflix and
Yeah. I couldn't
I
believe that.
saw.
I watched it. It's kind of controversial, that program. Some people like it, some people don't. But I think it's really interesting to see how, I was actually quite surprised to see how a vegan diet really did seem to alter a twin. So yeah, no, it's very in, it seems to be very on trend that we look at trying to see how can we introduce more greens into our diet. And yeah, that, I did watch that documentary. It was very interesting.
Doesn't make
I'd say
chicken
no
and
more on
stuff
it.
good. No.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite way? What is your favorite one, and what's your favorite way of serving it?
I have to say, I think for me, I there's a couple of, I suppose the pea, as I started to get used to microgreens, the pea is so easy to eat. It's a beautiful taste of fresh pea. It's like you can almost taste the soil. And I started with pea shoot, and I thought that was a beautiful product. Very easy to even just eat out of the clamshell. You wouldn't even need to put it on your dinner, but it is beautiful accompaniment with food. But I think my overall favorite, and I always say it, I always go back to micro carrots. And I think that's because I've always loved carrots growing up. And I know, you know, you can get organic carrots, and there's a great taste of those. And still, even carrots themselves, regardless of whether they're organic or not, you can be lucky depending on the season and the time of year you're buying them. But just micro carrot, if you really want a strong flavor of carrot, to me, it's a fabulous, you know, just a little bit in your mouth, and it just brings back off the sweetness of carrot. So that would be one of my favorites. I feel for us, popularity wise, broccoli, micro broccoli is actually our top seller. And then pea and coriander would be next. So coriander has a great, like, for those who love coriander, the herb, coriander micro is a fantastic flavor because it's very, very pungent. Even when we're harvesting, the smell of coriander just wafts around the tunnel. It's a
Oh,
beautiful
lovely.
smell. So those who love coriander, it would really give them an extra kick or flavor. So yeah, it really depends on the palate, but definitely pea shoot and carrot were my favorites.
Yeah, I think the carrot looks so pretty. And I think with the coriander, isn't there often the little seed is still there on the top of it?
Exactly. And that's a burst of flavor in itself. Yeah, exactly. So if you really love coriander, micro is brilliant because that seed really does give you an extra kick. It's fabulous.
And they normally come in, this is just a top insider tip, isn't that right? They normally come in on a Thursday into Dunn's, is that
They
right?
do, yeah. So they should be on the shelves on a Thursday. And I did notice, actually, we're delighted. Obviously, it's while it's not brilliant for the consumer, we were delighted. I was up there last Tuesday in Cornish Court, and I saw that there was only one carrot left on a Tuesday. So there does seem to be great interest in the microgreens, and all I can say is we're so appreciative. Even down in Ross Grey here in Tipperary, where we'd have a much smaller population, it's selling there really, really well. So we're absolutely thrilled with the interest to date. But you know, absolutely delighted people are enjoying it. But every Thursday there should be a new batch in on the Dunn shelves.
Yeah, because anyone who knows my schedule is I do the whole meal planning on a Sunday and I'm at the shops at 7 a.m. on a Monday, but I
Wow.
tend to buy my microgreens towards the weekend so that I have them really nice and fresh and can use them then. And in the wholesale, Kira, what would be the most popular one, and do you know how they use it?
So wholesale, our primary would be pea shoot. So we actually sell it into wholesale on the mat. So we sell it live where the product is still growing. We don't harvest. And that goes into chefs. I suppose you'd be wholesale is selling into hotels, restaurants. And pea shoot would be our major one. Second is we're just finalizing what's called a Sakura mix. So that is where we put in four different products. So we might have, say, borage, which is a beautiful flavor of fresh cucumber. It's absolutely beautiful. Chefs really enjoy using it. You might have a mustard, a radish. Different colors is primarily what we do in our Sakura mix, but it's like small amounts for a chef to work with, so that it's easy for he or her to use and to work through during the week. So that would be our second. And now, as I say, we're just launching into releasing herbs, so that'll actually primarily go into wholesale as well. Again, for those who aren't as familiar, our season is April to October, even with herbs, if you're growing outdoors or in polytunnels. For the rest of the year, a lot of our herbs are imported. So we're just thrilled to be able to offer a 12-month year Irish product that hasn't ever been treated with any chemical or pesticide. So it's a great opportunity. The flavour will be there. It's 100% Irish and no sprays, nothing. Fresh, and again, fresh harvest within days. It gets delivered to the wholesale. So that's our next project.
Brilliant. Well, I'll definitely take some basil from you and make up some lovely pesto.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, gorgeous.
So before I go on to your three tips, one of the things I just wanted to go, because I think I'm learning a lot today in terms of the growth and the, you know, vertical hydroponics and all that, and following on from that documentary and actually that Michelin starred vegan restaurant,
yeah,
using microgreens there.
When
you're growing for the consumers where it's harvested and it's in the clam shells, what happens once they're harvested with the mat and the end of the grain? What happens there at the end of the shoot?
So yeah, so the mat goes we recycle that, so that goes into your organic bin essentially. So the hemp comes from, we actually import from Holland, but it's a hemp mat that is sustainably sourced. And really, you've harvested the bulk of the product. Really, all you're left with is the root and maybe a small tip of the stem. So that all is fully compostable in your organic bin. So that's really what ends up there. We only use it once. We don't reuse. And we continue to look at ways to grow sustainably, because we're trying to move away from as much. We don't want to use soil because that can be a problem, but also we don't want to use much plastic where possible. So we're trying our level best to see and continue exploring. Packaging is a really, really difficult part of the business. So, you know, it's every day is a school day with packaging, and how can we do better and improve the packaging and make it more sustainable? So that's definitely one of our major focus points.
And if people are looking for it as well, I should say, because sometimes these type of things are hard to find, Bournos Court is my local one, and it's in the fridge with the organic veg and the kind of the packets of rocket and things like that. It's in that front organic fridge in Bournos Court. You may have other advice in terms, but definitely it's in the fridge. Isn't that correct? In the veg
section?
Yeah.
So it needs to be kept cool. So it should be in the fridge, or it should be beside the fridge. But like that, you're absolutely right. Beside the kind of baby spinach or the lettuce, any salad leaves, it's generally over. Now, I did once see it in with, which was unusual, in with the area of stir fry. So the noodles and some stir fry veg. But primarily, yeah, it should be with the salads and it should be in the fridge. Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. So here I always ask my guests for their three top tips to help people improve their own health. What would your top tips be?
So I think you touched on it a little bit earlier, and it was the same thought process for me. I find when we make changes, if we do little changes, they can make a big difference, but they're also more sustainable. So I would always say, don't feel like you have to make these big drastic changes. The little ones and the sustainable ones are the ones that can really do the best work for you and your body. So that would be something I'd say. And then my second was, you know, explore where your food comes from. And I think, you know, during COVID, we really started, I think as a nation, we started to look at, where is my food coming from? Where does it come from? How has it been treated? And, you know, what's the life cycle of it before it's come to my kitchen table? And I think it's really important that we reconnect with food and understand where it's come from and its sourcing you know, what treatment it's had before it reaches the shops. And I think that's just healthy. It's good to know where your food is from, and it's good to really explore and play with food. So it's good to know, you know, where it's all coming from. And then I think the last one, and these are kind of simple tips, I would say we are all so busy, you know, and I think it's so important to take time for yourself. And I felt it was one of the things that I felt was I always loved about the farm, and it's why I wanted to kind of get into farming, even though we're in this controlled environment agriculture, which is more clinical. the farm, like giving yourself time in nature, or even just giving yourself 10 minutes of peace, whether it's through meditation or just having a break and having space, I think that does amazing benefits for your mental health, but also just overall looking after yourself. I think we work so hard and we just need to make sure we take care of us. So it's lovely to just, I would say, always remember to give yourself some time to take care of you and check in with you.
Brilliant. So little changes, explore your food origins and take time for yourself, preferably in nature. Lovely tips. Thank you. So if people were looking to get in touch with you, where is the best place? I will put all the links in the show notes, but where would you find is the best place for people to get in touch, Kira?
Yeah, fabulous. So we are on Facebook on Bowfield Farm, and we also are on Instagram. That's Bowfield Farm also. And as we spoke about earlier, www.bowfieldfarm.ie hopefully will be up and running in the next month, and we'll continually update our website. But that'll have plenty of information. I think that'll probably cover the most, but just for now, definitely Instagram and Facebook are our two primary social media spaces.
Great. And was there anything else you wanted to add today, Kira, before we finish up?
No, I just thank you so much, Fiona, for your time and for you've been such a fabulous support for us. And I remember meeting you well in that event that we were both at. I think it is, you're right, about 2 years ago. But thank you so much for having us, and we're excited to support this, and we're delighted, and thank you to any of the customers who have bought or will buy in the future. We're absolutely thrilled that people are liking the product.
Great. Thanks a million, Kira.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to today's podcast on Cook, Eat, Nourish with me, Fiona Staunton of Fiona's Food for Life. I'd really appreciate if you would subscribe, rate and review the podcast to help spread the word. And if you pop over to my website, fionasfoodforlife.ie, you'll find lots of recipes, videos, inspiration and upcoming courses. Thanks a million.